joining us now, assistant coach for the Toronto Raptors. Love having him on the show. TV Tom Stirner. Tom, how are you today?
Joey, how are you, man?
As you can hear, I'm very subdued and a shrinking violet, as per normal.
Well, Joey, at least you enjoyed the game last night.
Here's what I enjoyed more than anything. I enjoyed the fact that as you guys were being bored into submission by a very poor shooting Orlando Magic team, and by the way, you matched them poor shot for poor shot in that first half. I mean, there were I don't think I've seen more air balls. The last time I saw that many air balls was when I played at Oakwood Collegiate when I was in the eighth grade. I mean, the shooting was horrendous in the first half. But then, and again, you tell me if I'm wrong, at halftime, did someone say, hey, guys, we're playing the Magic? And then the Raptors actually showed up in the second half. Were you guys a little gassed from getting in late the night before?
Well, Joey, that was a lot about what was going on. Our guys, we didn't get in until 2 a.m. with the overtime game in New York. And then traveling through New York, it's just very difficult getting out of New York City. The bus ride's at least 35, 40 minutes. And then Port Authority, thankfully, holds us up to 15 or 20 when we try to get out of the city in New York. And it was just, we were just a little tired coming off that back-to-back. And that's just part of the NBA season. But our guys, as you said, we talked about it at halftime. It wasn't anything technically that we were doing. We just had to get some energy back into the game, which is what I thought we did in the second half.
And you talk about energy, and Patrick Patterson was talking about the same thing after the game and how the team didn't seem to have energy. But, Kyle Lowry, and again, we say a lot about Kyle Lowry, but I think the thing that kind of gets overlooked with this guy is – his intensity level, man, I could see him in the first half. Yeah. He was pissed at the way you guys were playing. I could just see. He was like, man, we got to dial it up. And then he kind of did it himself. I know it's a team sport, but this guy at some point last night just said, I'm going to turn it on. And his energy level went up, and then he took the rest of the team with him. I know he only had 17 points, but, and Williams, I think, had 18. And again, a guy that's been a revelation off the bench. I mean, most teams would have this guy, this guy would be in the starting five on most teams. But Kyle Lowry's energy level just went up exponentially. I think at the end of the second quarter and then into the third and fourth, it was off the charts.
One of the things, Joey, you can count on with Kyle every night is that he plays hard. He does. He goes out, started out the third quarter after we talked at halftime. We got three straight stops to start the third quarter, and it all had to do with how Kyle out and approached it. Everybody feeds off what he does, and he plays hard. He's going, he goes and double teams back on Vucevic a little bit, up the rhythm of how they start their offense. And now all of a sudden we get a couple deflections and a couple steals, and bam, now we're off. And the second unit last night for us, the guys that finished the game, were just phenomenal. And to their credit, that's why I have a bench in the NBA, because the night before it was the other group. And so you need that depth in order to be a good basketball team in the NBA.
And Tom, if you're just joining us, it's Tom Stirner, TV Tom, a handsome devil who you can see on Raptors broadcasts often enough with the other handsome devil, Matt Devlin. And so you guys on the bench, the Toronto Raptors, have a team that is your, look, I won't say it's your A and B team, because you guys, there's so much shifting going on. Landry Fields last night, I couldn't tell where he was playing. If he was in, if he was in the two hole, if he was in the, in the three hole, like the rotation, you guys rotate just as much as any team in the NBA. And I know that you got your one and two and, three, four and fives, but there are times when I think your fours, your one, and your twos, your three. And I don't know if it's got to be by design, but it's just amazing the athleticism and the ability for guys to move around fluidly and just take slots when they need to be taken.
Well, Landry is such a cerebral, intelligent basketball player that he can read situations. And that's the advantage that we have, is that we have a team that really is focused on the defensive end of the floor. We talk about rotations. We talk about coverages. And we'll go through that step by step. So when we go out there and we scramble, we're scrambling with a purpose. We really never want two guys scrambling to the same guy. So we work real hard at trying to make sure that we are man-on-man as much as we possibly can. And when we do help, we've got the basket covered, we've got the paint covered, and then we've got people who can fire out to the three-point shooters. And prior to this last night, in the game prior to this, where Orlando shot 48% from the three-point line, last night they shoot 27%. And that was the big difference in the game, is that we covered the perimeter and the inside much better tonight against the Magic than we did in the previous game. So that's something that we work real hard on, Joey.
Okay, so Tom, managing minutes is something that, I don't follow every team in the league as closely as I do the Toronto Raptors, but the managing of the minutes last night, the only guy over 30 minutes last night was Kyle Lowry. You guys have spread out the minutes so incredibly well. You know it's a long season. Tell us about that strategy in the room and how this team, being the selfless team that it is, you know, whether it's Patterson, whether it's, you know, James Johnson, again, Landry Fields coming in. We don't know how much longer DeMar is going to be out. I got to figure it's at least a couple of weeks, 3 weeks. But this team manages its minutes. You guys manage the minutes so well. Why are you doing that at this point in the season? I know you're, you know, back-to-back games. It was like, you know, an 18-hour turnaround with customs. But is this a long-term strategy to keep this team fresh throughout the season and hopefully go into the playoffs with a group that has all received significant minutes?
Well, when you take a look at, just take the model that happened in San Antonio. I mean, Popovich is probably one of the guys in the league that's the best managing minutes for a team that's a little older than ours, given. But there's a message here. If the fact that we do have depth, which I had talked to you about before, allows us to be able to manage minutes. You know, when you don't have that depth, when you don't have that ability to bring a Lou Williams off the bench, a Pat Patterson off the bench, a James Johnson off the bench, a Hansborough who gives you energy, and Grievous Vasquez who can back up Kyle. You have that luxury, then you have confidence as a coaching staff. And last night, by design, Joey, we did, because we knew we came off the back-to-back, the 2 a.m., we were keeping all the rotations shorter than we normally did because we knew we had to have energy coming down the fourth quarter, down the stretch, because you have to plan every game as if it's going to be a one-point game. You're not planning for blowouts. You're planning for one-point games every night. And if that does, you know, if it happens the other way and you're fortunate enough to do have a little cushion at the end, that's just a bonus. You know, the other night we had Kyle sit out, you know, because we thought that we had the game under control. So managing minutes for your key guys is critical. I work for Coach Daly, you know, Chuck Daly. Mm-hmm. And he said every one of those minutes, every second that you're on an airplane longer than you have to be, all adds up to the end of the year. And what you really want to be do is you want to be ready come April and May. And we're not looking ahead, Joey, but you've got to plan for that, with the idea that your guys are fresh throughout the season, and especially when you get ready for playoff basketball.
And Tom, you talk about Pop managing his minutes. He managed the minutes so well last night, none of his starters played. He rested his entire team last night.
Yeah. Well, he's got a little bit more luxury in that category than maybe we do. But, you know, hopefully, like I say, we manage the best we can with the players that we have. Like I say, we trust our our AA, whatever team you want to call it. I don't want to call it a second unit because Our guys, you know, like I say, we're interchangeable pieces. We really are.
Yeah, you do. You know what? You have two A units. It's just different guys on each unit. You have the luxury of being able to slide guys in and out. And, you know, the guy that really has impressed me with his play this year, outside of the obvious, JV is a guy that seems to – and you're gonna need this when you go into the playoffs, you know, because I think the one, I won't say criticism, but area where people are speculating if there would be a move to make, would be in the paint, right? And a defensive guy who's going to be a big force in the middle. But I think you have it, you know, depending on how Amir holds up, I think you guys have it internally, and I think JV's that guy.
JV has made such big strides in the last five games. We've been talking to him about defensive rebounding. You know, JV does a good job at the offensive end. He's a very good offensive rebounder. But where he needs to improve, and he has in the last five games, is at the defensive end with his defensive rebound. He has made a conscious effort to get body on body. He works with Billy Baino and Jamal McGlure, both two of our coaches that really do a good job with JV in terms of getting more contact, not in a negative way, but in a positive way, so that he can use his size and strength to secure those defensive rebounds. And JV's doing a terrific job. This kid's the best, Joey. You know, I can't talk enough about how good of a person Jonas Valanciunas is. He's a great person. He's coachable. He listens. You know, he does anything he can for his team. He comes in every day, Joey, and says, "Good morning, Tom. How you doing?" Like that's kind of unheard of. I'm not going to tell you every NBA player does that. So we really are fortunate to have Jonas as part of our starting unit and a guy who's a big part of what's going on here in Toronto right now.
It's a big night Wednesday. Brooklyn's coming back. Now, we know that they're not the same team that you faced last year, but it's Drake night at the ACC. So we know we got the added pressure of Drake T-shirts being in the house along with the man himself. You've got to stretch against some fairly mediocre basketball teams and some just god-awful ones. I mean, you play Friday in Detroit. The Pistons are 5-20, although they've won, you know, a couple of games recently. And the Knicks are 5-21. You beat them the other night. You have to go to double overtime. But then you get into some, you know, you get into some pretty serious competition and some very good basketball teams when you face the Clippers a couple days after Christmas. And then, you know, the Nuggets maybe not so good, but you got to play the Blazers, and then you're going to play Golden State the day after New Year's Day. So you got to make hay while the sun shines. What's the challenge for you the next couple of games? Last question before we let you go, playing against some teams that maybe you may not get up for.
Well, I think the challenge for our guys, you know, we're fortunate that we have guys that focus. We go through our walkthroughs and shoot rounds, and we go through our sessions, and guys are focused. I mean, they know what's at stake here. Every game is important. Every game is important. And you can point to the Golden States and the Clippers, and you can say, wow, they're big games. But we don't approach it that way. We approach the Detroit Pistons, the Brooklyn Nets, the New York Knicks. Every game is important to us, and we take them one at a time. And so the minute you start overlooking teams that are your schedule that may not have that big-time record at this point in time, that's when you become a poor basketball team. That's when you become somebody who doesn't take the moment, and you've got to stay in the moment each and every – you're on the floor in each and every game. It's one step at a time, and it's a marathon, and it's not a sprint. So that's why we've got to take each team and treat them as if they're, you know, undefeated every night that we play.
Tom, thanks a lot for doing this. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. I hope you have a great holiday. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, whatever it is you celebrate in your household. And thank you again for being on the show. And we'll look for you down at the ACC tomorrow night.
Joey, thanks very much for having me on. Wish you the best, and wish all the people in Toronto. The people in Toronto, you guys are fantastic. We appreciate your support. I wish everybody a happy holiday season. Thanks, Joey.